that what Job said also in the Hebrew? Is that what Job said when all his stuff was taken away?
Well, he said, well, it's a little different word in Hebrew. We don't use this word. It's Baruch. Baruch Yivneha Galil. So, you know, they use Baruch as a cow passive participle. And so having been blessed is what it means.
Having been blessed, so it's very
in relationship to the Lord. It's stronger. It's kind of interesting. So if you're involved with Judaism or listen to anything, I listen to a lot of Hebrew music. It's fun. It is fun because I have like a big stack of CDs on are Old Testament. They're Tanakh, they're Torah. That's the law, the five books of Moses and songs that they sing in Hebrew. And it's just fun for me. It won't be any fun for you, it'll just be gibberish. Yeah, I'm always intrigued when I say Bereshith. Bereshith is the first form in the Bible. In a beginning. You notice what I said, in a beginning?
A.
You know, there's no article in front of it. You can point it that way if you want. Okay, so, in a beginning. So it's not a definite article on it. It can be pointed that way in Hebrew, but I don't believe it should be. Whenever there was a beginning, he was God created. Back when there was anything of a quality beginning. I wanted to say two things. One is a half announcement. We didn't talk about this, but normally what we have done since I've been to camp and before is take up a little bit of a collection for the kitchen help.
Yeah.
On that. So we've done that, and that, you know, it's just something that I don't know whether they expected of us or not. It's kind of normal, but they go out of there, which is kind of interesting. Sometimes they underman it. Mm-hmm. On it, I noticed today with my table, they served the material, but they didn't run any errands for us on it. But how are we going to do this, Grant? Who's the designated collector? Is Judy going to be the designated collector again? Judy, yes or no?
What you say? What they want?
Okay, let's use Judy as our designated collector, and we'll present it to him in the morning. So during the day, I won't always remember to say anything because I'm busy trying to remember other things on it. But that's what we've done. Then there's another thing. You may feel weird because you do not know some of the songs that we sing. I want you to know this. I do not know some of the songs we sing.
Do you want to know them?
Yeah, I mean, it's music and music culture and that sort of thing. And so, for me not to know some of the, of course, especially the choruses, because... and so if you come, don't feel weird. Learn them or pick them up. Some of you have a little bit more of a musical bone than others.
You're edifying.
And just reflect on the words. And I know I'm ready to take them apart every once in a while. It's hard for me to sing certain things. And I love And Can It Be. And we had a little reflection on it last year. I think I got a little negative reaction about it when I said, God didn't die.
Amen.
Says that thou my God didst die for me, that is wrong. God didn't die, Jesus Christ died. And so, and it's monosyllabic, so you can't say Jesus died for me. So I usually sing it Lord, because that's one syllable. And it works. And I can't sing it the other way. And so if you hear some bass making this weird sound that says Lord instead of God, there's a reason. what I'm trying to do is encourage you to be a little bit more critical of what you sing. I mean, really, if we take and evaluate every song in the hymn book, we really have a book that shouldn't always be called a hymn book. I call it a heresy book. And we go home and we sing songs that are pure heresy. And music is an awesome tool. I've told you, I wouldn't have made it through college without music. I went clear through college with music scholarship and was really involved in it. I probably memorized most of about 3 hymn books. I mean, that's that familiarity. My dad had this habit. If we got a new hymn book at church, we'd start at page 1 and sing clear through the end. Yeah, and he didn't care whether it was heretical or not. Anyway, I laughed at because he loved music. And maybe that's where I've gotten my backdrop. So anyway.
So you didn't get very many new hymn books, is that
right? Well, no, it took a while to go through the 500 and some pages. What is it, 525 pages you can, but we sang more when I was growing up. You know, we usually have 5 or 6 hymns in a service.
Yeah.
And like at our church, we only have 3 and we sing part of those. Because we're there for the teaching. Yeah, I don't like to leave out verses generally, but sometimes we sing them and I wish I had left them out. You know, have you done that when you sung along? You say, I didn't mean that. That's not right. I sang a lie. That was bad. Now, anyway, so God bless us as we relate to his book. So let's pray. Father, you're good to us, and again, we're grateful. We appreciate the fact that we are happy because we are your children, and we have a good God. We have a God who is taking care of his own, a God who loves us. He loved us in sending his son, and he continues to love us because we're in the one who's beloved.
Amen.
He turns to his right hand and he says, this believer is there. He's in the beloved. Mm-hmm. And I love that person, Jesus Christ, and this believer is in him. And what a blessing it is. Most of all, we're grateful the day that when we gather, we have a divine teacher, and may we be in a relationship so that he can teach. I don't want to teach. I want him to teach. Mm-hmm. And I trust that that's true in both of the sessions we have with Steve and now, that he might be the teacher because we let him. It's too easy to focus on a human teacher, not what the message is from God. Thank you again. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, 2 passages of Scripture that are supremely important to tell you. You have 5 kinds of communication, at least. And we're going to work on one this hour that's not in that list.
Sure.
Okay, first one. Give me one. We have 2. I'm trying to get you to remember these.
First one is fields.
No, I'm talking about passages of Scripture.
That
tell us we have, in both of them, we have 4 different kinds of communication, and we have 1 extra because they don't match up.
John 16:2.
No.
I want the list. Philippians 4:6.
No.
Yep, that is. You know, be anxious for nothing. And 1 Timothy 2:1, and you have that list. And again, I hope my little misreading of it on purpose drives a point home. You know, prayers, 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 and prayers is the way that most people.
What do you want the characters of communication, or the
is it in my notes? It's not even on that page.
Okay.
I mean, it was my introduction.
What
I just
the key verse.
The key verses that say that it's more than 3, that there are at least 5, and then there we're looking at confession.
Well, we look at Hebrews 13:15.
And then we'll be looking at Hebrews 13:15. I don't know, I've been debating how fast I'm going to make this fit. I'm watching that critter over there on the wall. And I kind of like to fudge into Hebrews 13:15. But because I don't have time in the last hour to get a 3 majors. So we may do that. So what I want to say to begin this, and I've said it in other words as we work this, Prayer, or what we call prayer, let's just be accurate. Communication with God does not make you spiritual. Because you read your Bible and pray every day doesn't mean you're going to be spiritual. It's not an automatic. It's not a given. But you have to be spiritual in order to appropriate this provision of God. Because if you're in a relationship to God, He will hear you. And so you have to be spiritual to communicate. Otherwise, you might as well talk to the door. And you'll get the kind of response that God would give, because He's not listening to you and responding. Yes, He's everywhere at the same time. He knows you've tried to communicate with